A classic textbook example of this technique is James Dietz's study of tombstones in New England, dating from the period of 1720 to 1820. Dietz noted three types of tombstones: the death's head, the cherub, and the urn and willow. Since these were tombstones, he could get the actual date from the inscription. Plotting these out by time, with the width of the bar relative to the percentage for each type, you can see that in 1720, 100% of the tombstones were death's head. This style started to fade in 1760 as the cherub became popular. The urn and willow, after a brief early blip, became more popular after 1790 and formed 100% of the tombstones in 1810 and 1820. Note the full battleship curve on the cherub and the partial curves on the other two. Recall that this technique was first applied in the Americas by Nels Nelson and A.V. Kidder. Nelson excavated in stratigraphic levels at Pueblo San Cristobal, and Kidder later plotted the ceramic types by level in a frequency seriation.